Well, hi everyone, and welcome to session number 8 of the Top Practices Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop. The title of this session is Using Your Practice Metrics as Radar and Making the Necessary Adjustments to Stay on Track to Hit Your Goals. This is Rem Jackson. Now, I want you to think about, as we go through this material today, really, truly nothing is more important as a business owner, as a medical practice owner, as the manager of a medical practice, than knowing your key numbers. It truly is the radar, the early warning system, everything that you need to stay healthy in your practice. You know, they say that we can live for about a month without food before we die. We can live for about a week without water and then we'll pass. But you can only live for a few moments without oxygen. And cash and knowing these numbers is literally oxygen to your business. It's that important. So today I've organized this. I hope this is helpful in to give you kind of a look at this. We're going to look at this in three ways. First, we're going to talk about how you can walk as a business owner that understands their numbers. Then we're going to talk about what it would mean to be able to run as a business owner that knows their numbers. And finally, if you so choose, you could get into Olympic training, quality level, to be able to know your numbers that well. So let's jump into this and let me explain what I mean by all this. So first, walking. And that means you've got to know, at a minimum, your top 5 metrics for your practice. And here's what they are. First is number of new patients. And we always look at your numbers by the month compared to last year and compared to your goal. So for instance, this is the month of September. And so the question would be, at the end of the month, you're reported to by your staff how many new patients you got for the month. That's metric number one, number of new patients the practice has gotten this month. You also want to have reported and know what you got last year in the month of September for new patients. And then finally, what your goal was for new patients, and are you up or down against your goal? The second number that you need to know every single month, and by the way, looking at these weekly is even better, but minimally monthly, is the total number of patients that you've seen in your practice in the month of September. What did you see in your practice last year in the month of September? And what was the goal that had been set by you for the month of September based on what happened last year and what your growth rate is and what you want? And then, of course, are you up or down against your goal? The third key number that we have to know is, what did we bill? What did we bill in the month of September this year versus what we billed in the month of September last year versus our goal for what we wanted to bill in the month of September this year, and then plus or minus against the goal? And finally, the fourth number that we look at every single month is, what did we collect? In fact, this is kind of your bottom line number. All the rest of the numbers inform this absolutely essential, most important number you can know. What's the cash you took in? What's your revenue? So what did we collect in the month of September? What did we collect in the month of September last year versus what did we collect this month? Well, against our goal, and are we up or down? Now you track this for the entire year, so that you can always know where you are in the year against last year at the same time. And there's a document called the Blueprint for Success that's located in the library right with this session that you can refer to and use. If you're a Top Practices member, you can go into the library and look in the comprehensive marketing tracking worksheets. There's a very extensive Excel spreadsheet there where the first couple tabs actually are these sheets, and they're interactive and do the math for you. So either way, you can use this. Now, the fifth number that I mentioned before in knowing how to walk really healthily in running a practice is your PVR. We used to call it your PVV, your per visit value. We now call it your per visit revenue, because the word value, as we move forward into the future, is going to have different meaning for medical practices. So what's your PVR? That is easily calculated. Done this way. The calculation is, take your total number of amount of collections, whatever that number was, divided by the total number of visits for any particular period. Now, this is a number that you should not do in small increments. So in other words, a PVR for a week is meaningless. Actually, in a month, it's actually not that helpful either. You want to know what your PVR, the total amount of collections divided by your total number of patient visits. That's all visits, whether they're, you know, it's just surgery follow-ups or anything. That's every time somebody walks in the door for an appointment. You want to do that for the last year. Like, what was it in 2015, and what is it up to date in 2016? That's the easiest way to do it. You can also take a look at it by quarter, first quarter of the year, second, third, and fourth, just to make sure that you know how you're tracking against the way you typically do collect for your per-visit revenue. That's what amount of money is collected on average every time someone walks through the door. Those are key numbers. They will. If I know those numbers for your practice, it's like getting your blood work back, and I can tell you the health of your practice just by taking a look at that. And an enormous amount can be discovered by that. And then you can begin to ask the questions, why are we up? Why are we down? And then, of course, we'll talk about that at a later time. But this gives you the ability to have that data so you can actually make decisions or actually manage your practice. All right, now, on the topic of walking still, this is still basic. You must do this every month. You need to know your accounts receivables. That is what is owed to the practice. And we call that your AR, account receivables. Now, you need to know it for 0 to 30. And by the way, you need to know this for as a total, and you need to have the breakdown of what the AR is for your patients and also for your payers, all the insurances, everyone like that. You need to know all three categories, and you need to know 0 to 30. So, in other words, what is it that is owed to you right now that's current? I mean, in that one, you just hope that number is gigantic because that is a good, healthy practice that is, you know, getting ready to collect a lot of money in the next period of time. You need to know your accounts receivables, again, for those three categories, patients, payers, and total, for 30 days to 60 days. Now, that number will still be larger because just by the very nature of way we are compensated in medical practices, it takes time for things to get paid. You then need to know it from 60 days to 90 days. Now, this is where that number needs to get smaller. Now, there's all kinds of percentages that people talk about, 10%, 15%. This is the area, by the way, 60 to 90. If things aren't getting paid in this area, this is where those people in your practice that are responsible for our collections begin to do the detective work and say, well, how come? Is something wrong? Did something get lost? Is something broken? This is an absolute key because if you know this and you can see that, you will often find out that something has broken, that some payer has, you know, something went wrong, and this happens all the time. I mean, most of you have experienced this. But when you're watching it this closely and carefully, you can see it happening almost in real time and address it right away. You know, the typical medical practice, until they really understand this and are walking really well and good, healthy controls on their practice, often will notice that there's a problem with their accounts receivables because they say, why isn't there any money in the checking account? So this eliminates the emergencies, the problems. I mean, this is a basic but essential, utterly essential business activity you have to get good at. And then you need to know your accounts receivables for 120 days plus. That number should be very small. If it is not, then there's a problem. But here's the issue. After about 120 days, your likelihood of actually collecting that money drops dramatically. So that's the numbers, the basic numbers. Now, knowing these numbers and coming prepared to the summit to be able to, if someone were to ask you a question, well, what's your AR? What's your typical collections? What's your, you know, what? How many new patients you're seeing? You'll actually be able to speak from an informed position, and you'll even know these things. So this is why this is so important. All right, now let's move on and talk about a little more advanced number knowing, and this one I'm going to refer to as RUN. And it's really just two simple things. Every single month, you should be looking at the profit and loss statement for your practice that is generated right out of your QuickBooks, for most of us. You should be able to see what your P&L, your profit and loss statement was for the month of September and also for the full year, and have a comparison to how were you doing against last year and last year's P&Ls. And QuickBooks easily puts those reports together. I get mine on the 5th of the month every single month, and as soon as they show up in my inbox, I'm looking them over. And you know, it's interesting. I mean, for me to look at my P&Ls now probably takes, if I take a long time, 5 minutes. It's just running down through it, taking a look at it, understanding it, checking it, boom. And if there's ever anything out of whack at all, I know it right away, and that begins a conversation. And the second document that you should look at every month is your balance sheet. Every practice has one. Every business has one. The balance sheet will give you a couple key pieces of data. And the ones that I focus on the most are, you know, really how much cash is sitting around in our checking account. How much money do we actually have? Nice number to know. And depending on your particular practice, you want to have a certain amount in there. If you have questions about that, make sure we talk about it at some time. Or if you're in the Virtual Practice Management Institute, you can ask Dr. Wishney or Tina Del Bono at any time what a good number is for your specific practice there. So that's what I would call running. That's a good, healthy, really good knowing your numbers. Now, if you want to take it to the next level, there's what I would recommend. There's a document also attached to this session called Knowing Your Numbers by Dr. Peter Wishney. In that document, he moves on to an expanded list of numbers that he recommends that everyone take a look at. I'm not going to go over those now, but you can review them in there. It's the second page of the document. It says, here's my expanded list of the key numbers to track in your practice. And numbers 9 through 13 are your accounts receivables. Very nice group of numbers. If you want to be an Olympic quality practice like Dr. Wishney's is, then I recommend you go and you take a look at that. And once you've mastered walking and running, then you can move into Olympic training. And finally, you can do a budget analysis from your already prepared budget that you set up in last year to be working against this year. Now, how do you do that? There's a section in the Top Practices Library called How to Build Your Practice Budget. And in there we have large practices, small practices, we have mature practices and rapidly growing practices as examples of not only, you know, what are all the sections you should be setting up for your budget, but what are the benchmarks that you would want to be thinking about as you do this. Now, as I said, that's where you're really Olympic quality. You have a lot of ability to control your practice when you know your walk numbers. I mean, that is basic and must be done. Run numbers, that's when you're really doing a great job. But when you move into Olympic quality training, that means you and your staff together have created a reporting system that makes sure that you know every single number in your practice. And when you do that, you have the ability to manipulate everything that happens in your practice to make you more and more profitable. So hopefully this is helpful. Now, coming to the summit, just come with your initial numbers, that's all. What are you charging? What are your new patients? What are your total patients? What are you charging? What are you collecting? And what's your PVR for the practice? Also, what's your account receivables? Great to know, because you may well get into questions and situations, especially if you've got questions about these areas, bring those numbers, because it'll help you a lot. All right, everybody, one more session, and then I will see you at the summit. Talk to you soon. This is Ram.